value out of $2,000. And this is a terrible story. You know, I've heard every angle, Kelsey, over the last 4 or 5 years on these fake check scams. Mm-hmm. I have never heard one as elaborate as the one you told by somebody pretending to be in your same industry, using all the right lingo, pretending they're hiring you, and then sending you a check for too much money, and then scamming you out of most of that dough. And first, I should tell you, I'm really, really sorry this happened, because here you are starting off on a new business right out of school, 20 years old. The last thing you needed was to be in the hole $2,000.
Right.
The reality is you do owe your bank the money because you were the one scammed out of the money.
Right.
That's the way it works. Second, I would go right to the police.
Okay.
And tell them that someone has threatened to murder you. And I think that's the angle you take, because they're not going to be interested at all on the check thing, because they get that call every single day with these phony checks.
Okay.
But the fact that the person crossed that line and said that they were going to behead you, basically, that is not at all... I mean, that is so far beyond petty theft at that point.
Right.
That we're talking about people who are flat-out evil and need to be dealt with.
Okay.
And have you been to the police yet?
No, I tried to contact them this morning, and the where I live, the guy at the station wasn't going to be until 1. So I haven't called them back yet. But, I mean, you know, I obviously clearly didn't believe this guy's in the mafia and don't believe that, you know, the mafia would scam somebody out of $2,600 and email them. But people are crazy now, you know. And so
right, well, that's why you need to follow up. And I don't think you tell the police officer you don't really think the guy was the mob. You don't want to belittle this at all. You stay very fierce about it, because this is someone who has not only stolen from you, but now threatened your health and well-being, and that is disgusting. Bad enough they stole from you, worse to scare you this way. It's 1 before the hour.
That was Clark Howard's show. Their number is 1-866-866-CLARK. It's a consumer show, and it was heard on Thursday, approximately almost 2 o'clock, April 3rd, 2008.
What does it mean?
How many people were hung from trees, and they might say, Jesus loves you while they're hanging?
We call those martyrs.
And who were the ones that had the guts to hate, motherfucker? I wouldn't want hung that tree. Maybe I can't stand his motherfucking black ass myself. But I wouldn't want myself hung in that tree. You ain't gonna hang that motherfucker. The day that I want to be hung in that tree, then... All right, then you hang him.
But in the meantime, I don't want to get hung.
I got turned off.
Yeah, is this Lisa Garrett?
This is Melissa Garrett.
Melissa,
yes.
Yeah, Melissa Garrett. I had a telephone conference appointment with you at 2 p.m. April 3rd.
Yes, Mr. Bikeman.
Yes, yes. I want to thank you for your professionalism and courtesy. I'd like to know something. Did they pick you out of about 100 different people, and you was the best of the bunch or something?
I don't know if that's how it worked.
How'd you get that position? Because you really impressed me how professional you are.
Well, thank you. I applied for the job and interviewed.
Oh, was it a public advertisement in the newspapers or something?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because, see, I'd like to know something, okay? What did you find out about the library? What is basically I'm starting to find out is the cops don't like you. They have a million different ways to fuck you up. Now, what I'd like to know, Melissa, what did you find out about the library? I gave you a tracking number, 266-3200-1857-143. And I memorized that number in my head. I've been at the library so much. Where did you find out about the library thing and also about the situation of with Lisa Studsell of the state attorney's office with the Danny Pipus thing there?
And well, what I found out about the library, I did make a phone call over there, and there's nothing that we can do to get you access back to the library. There is a no trespassing against you. So,
and who was the person that you talked to at the library?
Honestly, I don't recall her name.
Was it a male or a female?
She was a female. She was a director of the library.
Oh, that would be Joyce Daneker?
Yes.
Gee, how would I know that name if I hadn't been to the library so much?
Well, and I know you, that you have been to the library a lot, but the reason that you're now being to the library is there's a trespassing against you. They placed a new trespassing against you due to constant disturbance of the peace, both inside and out.
Oh, so in other words, I learned from the library, first of all, how to be able to stand up for myself. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I learned from the library that 895 of the Florida statutes, which you read in there, was cop racketeering, okay? I read in the library about, the public oath of office that the cops take, that they go to 5 years in prison when they don't, do like they're supposed to. I learned in the library from their pamphlets there where it was talking about looking for suspicious activity and to be on the alerts for possible, terrorist acts or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in the parking lot, okay, and I'm talking about your tone right here, I called up the Panama City Police Department, 872-3100. I also called up the Sheriff's Department, 747-4700. I find it awfully interesting that I don't know anybody who's got the access to a green laser. The only people I know would be law enforcement, okay? Here I am. I'm trying to be a good citizen. And, and all I'm trying to do is protect my fellow citizens, because if that laser had gotten in somebody's eyes, it would have burned out their optical nerves immediately. Melissa.
It's okay.
And you figure something like this, and all I'm trying to do, first of all, the cops know my modus operandi, which means the way I operate. If there's a loud car stereo and it's disturbing people, okay, I call the cops. Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
It's your right to do that, yes, sir.
But they have a right to be able to use racketeering techniques and keep me from going to the library because they knew I was building up a world-class case to kick their ass real good. Okay? Now, so in other words, I'm just trying to figure this out. Now, what about with the Lisa Studsell of the state?
I'm still working with Lisa. I don't have any answers for you yet on that.
And see, here's the thing. I want to thank you for your professionalism. The case number of this lowlife is it's 00003388MMMA. This is for Danny Cashmere Pipus. And you know what I find awfully interesting? I'm reading about the guy named Al Zimmerman that worked for DCF. And it was talking about where he was exploiting young children, and it's talking about only after authorities started investigating. It seems to me like, hey, and it's talking about he got wonderful recommendations, Al Zimmerman, from state employees, higher-ups, and that he was even, was sent to Tallahassee to become a spokesman for, DCF. So it seems to me like that if the cops don't like you, they have a million different ways to mess you up real good, right? And what I don't understand is, you called Lisa Studsell, Jay Studsell, and her Florida bar number is 0017090. So you directly called her so far?
I did, yes, sir.
And what did she say?
Like I said, I don't have any answers for you yet as to where it all stands. We're both still working on it.
What I'm wondering is she's trying to figure out some way to cover this up? Is that what's going on?
No, sir. I don't believe that's what she's trying to do.
Okay, there was a former prosecutor by the name of Zachary Taylor. Okay? Now, see, I'm trying to figure this out, okay? There's no way to put them cops in prison. No disrespect to you, but do the cops and the state's attorney's office and a corrupt court system, they dictate what the House of Representatives can and cannot do? Jimmy Patronis, they decide what the state representatives can do? And I'm just trying to figure this out. You know, I'm just a person who was just tried to make things better for people, to do what their pamphlets say, and it's okay for them to put a trespass warning against me, to terrorize me, to that's okay for the cops to do that? And the state representatives don't care and they won't do anything about it?
Sir, that's not what's happening. When it comes to that, and yes, they did put a trespassing against you, a new trespassing for the library, but it wasn't done by the police. They had to say that from the library. Someone else had to say that, and the police have to follow through with it when they asked for that. So that's what happened there. And when it comes to us not wanting to do anything about it, we are looking into it, but when the new trespassing falls into the judicial branch of government, we can't do anything about the judicial side. We're the executive side, or the legislative side, excuse me. And we don't cross over into branches.
Well,
like
was it Oakland Terrace Elementary School when Jimmy Patronis was running?
When you went inside with him there, yes, sir.
Yeah. Were you there too by any chance?
Yeah, you told me about it.
Right. Okay, Scott Clemens was there,
mm-hmm.
And I asked him right hard in his face, who used to be state representative, I said, what did you do for 8 years? He could not give me a straight answer. Now, if I was you, and I was Jimmy Patronis, I'd say, guess what? We're barbecuing us some pigs. And I'm talking about pigs of Troy Shermick, pigs of Coretta Tooney, a pig by the name of Eric Beatty. Did you by any chance listen to any of them cop terrorist threats against me at the library? It's on my webpage, jimbikeman.tk, that somebody who saw my struggling and donated this webpage to me.
Have you filed any complaints with the local police department regarding those?
You mean them idiot clowns? You talk about them racketeers?
That's the only way to have
okay.
it on record.
Okay, first of all, number one, I'm on record because I'm talking to you right now, right? And I'm assuming that you're an honorable person and that you will take notes of this conversation that's going on and that you will forward this and you will, with all due respect, you will recommend a prosecution. Let me ask you something.
But, sir, that's where it comes into this. I can't recommend prosecution or anything on the judicial side of it. When it comes to something where you're alleging a cop did something against you or someone's broken the law against you, I can't file that. You have to file that personally.
All right, let me ask you something, okay?
Okay.
Let me ask you something. You know I'm a straight talker, right?
Yes, sir.
What happens, and this is not against you, what happens if a cop decides, and there was a cop in this town going around raping young women, okay? I know his name, okay? Now, I'd like to know, what is the process to get me up there to the Capitol? It's what, April 3rd, 2008, if I'm not correct?
Mm-hmm.
What is the process? I want an immediate emergency meeting done. We've got corrupt cops. I'm looking at right now, this person has spent 25 years in prison.
You have the, for emergency things like we discussed before, that requires the government or the gubernatorial action. So you can call the governor's office and speak with someone there.
Well, how about if I told you, I tried talking to the governor's office. I tried talking to, and I was hung up on? I've tried talking to him. I've tried talking to the lieutenant governor's office. And it seems to me like, in other words, if a cop decided he wanted to rape you, you have no recourse, is what you're telling me. No disrespect
yes,
to
yes,
you.
Yes, I would
what,
be able
what,
to go
recourse,
down file.
What recourse do you have?
Officer. I am allowed to do that. And so
pardon me? So in other words, what you're telling me is the state representatives will not look into the fact of a corrupt court system. We'll not look in dirty about dirty cops. We'll not look at the fact that I got a death threat Did you, you heard that death threat that day? You heard it. Wasn't that enough? Wasn't that enough to call out a higher law enforcement and have this person arrested and thrown in jail? There's this guy, was it in, I think it's...
And I told you that I was working with the state attorney's office. I am speaking with the
state. Don't. Okay, why would you work with these crooks down in this state's attorney's office?
He asked me to call them, and that's what I'm doing.
No, I want you to call up somebody that's higher up over these good old boys.
Well, I need to get all the facts first.
Tell me what are the facts you need. All right, let me run down.
I need the other side.
Okay.
I've gotten yours.
Lisa,
yes,
let me run down the facts.
I have written them down, but I need to get them from another source as
well. Let me write down the facts, because it seems to me like, you know, no matter how much facts I've got, it's not good enough, okay? Let's start off with the fact, Lisa, okay?
What is it that you would like?
I'll tell you exactly what I want.
Okay.
I want them cops. Eric Beatty, I want him thrown in prison. I want to prosecute him. I've got over 200 questions I want to ask him.
Have you filed anything with the police department regarding them?
You mean that idiot clown? You're talking about, what is it?
That's the process you must
do. No, in other words, it's a process. In other words, we can't cut through the red tape with the state representative's office here.
Tell me why.
Okay. Give me actual law citation that specifically prevents you from being able to cut through the red tape. Where
it doesn't prevent us from going over there and speaking to them about it, but we can't cut through
okay,
a process.
Please give
there
me,
are certain
give
things
me,
that need to be filed
right,
before
give me the law
be
citation.
Spoken about. Does that make
Lisa?
Sense?
No, it don't make sense, because first of all, didn't you tell me that the state representative was there for when people are having problems with the local good old boy system?
That's not what I said.
Okay, Lena Davis, okay, she's about to lose her house over a crooked contractor. Okay, I've done research and found out she contacted the state representative's office. Okay, so in other words, it's okay for the good old boy systems to fuck up people's lives, and nothing gets done, and the state representatives, they go, oh, gee whiz, we can't get anything done about this. We won't get anything done about it. Because, hell, we know the right people. It ain't going to happen to us. If the state representatives, Melissa, are not for the least in our society, who are they there for?
We are here for everyone in the
state. Okay, I want Joyce Denniger, I want her put in prison under racketeering 895 of the Florida statute. Conspiring to aid with American terrorists, these cops right here, I want her thrown in prison. Okay? Let's send a message out that the dirty cops can't form a conspiracy.
Throw anyone in prison.
What? Pardon me?
I don't have the authority to put anyone in prison.
Let me ask you something. Is top House Representatives Lisa, Melissa, is it about convenient incapacity? Looking at ways not to help out somebody. You see, next year...
We are trying to look into the ways to help you.
But here's the point.
For what you believe is broken the law against you. And
believe? Let me ask you something.
With the police.
Okay, Melissa, okay. First of all, I want to thank you for your professionalism. I'm sure you had unhappy constituents before call-up, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
And you have shown the professionalism to let them hear what they got, hear their side, right?
Yes, sir.
There's a guy, I'm trying to find this newspaper, right? I am so sick and tired of, there's this guy, Alan Crozier, okay, spent years and years and
Alan
years.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know about that case?
I do, yes, sir. He spent 25 years in prison.
Right. Now, when there is an oath of prosecution, it goes back, I'm sure you probably have read the Bible, haven't you?
I have, yes, sir.
And you seem to me like that you're a Bible-following person, right?
I try to be a moral person, yes, sir.
Right, a moral, right. And even in a police officer's inquiry to become a cop, it says good moral character. Okay? Now, we can go back a long time before the United States had a name. We can go into Deuteronomy 19:18 through 19, the Bible, and it says, and the judges will carefully inquire, and anybody be a false accuser, that false accuser will be punished severely. Then we can go under which is called Exodus 20:16, where it says, thou shalt not bear false witness against anybody. And it seems to me like, hey, if you don't have the right connections, If you don't have the right money to bribe these people to get something done about it, which is 838 of the Florida statutes, which has put me under entrapment, 877-7201 of the Florida statutes. If you don't have the right connections, people go, oh, well, gee whiz, we can't figure anything done. Is this what happened with the DCF people, Al Zimmerman? He could just have his way? You know, with the little kids at this home? Okay, now, and it's talking about for years they pleaded to get something done. They just didn't know, they just didn't have the right connections. Now we've got a case here. They're talking about Drifter pleads guilty to killing hiker, okay? His name is Derry Michael Hilton. Gee whiz, I wonder what we have here in this amongst our midst of us. Is he a serial killer? How many other people has he threatened? How many other people has he put in the ground by the name of Danny Lowlife Trash Pipus, Danny Cashmere Pipus? I'm just trying to figure this out. You get the cops in your back pocket, you can slice wherever you want or something like that? Is that what goes on? Because I can guarantee you, if I was Jimmy Patronis, I would say, you know what? You understand strong language is not directed towards you. You understand that, don't you, Melissa?
Yes, sir.
Them motherfuckers are going to prison. I want to know why there's a... I want that Eric Beatty, I want that motherfucker in prison. I want that son of a bitch, Troy Smearman. I want that bitch, Coretta Tooney, in prison. Why not? Sergeant Kevin, he says, that's the complete report. Now, if he left out that the guy had a previous arrest, is that a complete report, Melissa?
I cannot tell you what a complete report. I don't know their process and their procedures.
That's right.
And what
that's right.
A complete report for them.
You're right. You know what?
Honest.
You're right. But, I mean, on the face of the average person, thinking, which all laws are based on, are you familiar with Bernard Goetz versus the state of New York? That's where all it goes on, a reasonable person. Only Waylon Graham can say a reasonable person. He's the only one that can say it. I can't say it. I'm looking at a case right now, Melissa Garrett.
Sir, Mr. Bikeman, can you hold for me 1 moment, please?
All right.
Thank you.
You know what, Melissa? You are the most professional person I've ever run across in my life. You know how many times I've been hung up on?
I do not.
Do you know the Florida governor's office I've been hung up on, and I've got my proof?
I believe you. Yes, sir.
Now, why would I be hung up on? Here I am. I'm trying to safeguard my community, okay? Here's a case here. The defendant's plaintiff, Robert Lee Burton, defendant, David W. Harris and Lance Meyer sued the state of Florida on that they could go down the road drunk because of the breathalyzer thing, okay? And the attorneys were John F. Daniels, Martha Blackman, and Alvin Peters. They made it to where it's a lot harder for a cop to get a drunk off the streets. Do you remember, you recall a bunch of cases being thrown out on DUI because the so-called meter wasn't registered right?
The calibration, the breathalyzer?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? The rich man, he can say that, right? But how many poor people are thrown in jail? They don't give them no breathalyzers. And not only that, on top of that, John Clown Bandit and that stupid idiot of the Panama City Police Department, okay, he has an Oktoberfest, gives a permit out to the rich Mr. Business rich man, and says, please don't sue us, but he allows thousands of drunks to go down the road. There's a guy named Larry Finch. God bless him, okay? He died recently, okay? Over in Tallahassee Hospital. I don't know why he was over there, okay? All I know is he would say to the cops, fuck you, yeah, I'm going to drink my beer. He was more of a man to stand up for the Constitution than a lot of other people. Now, Melissa, I'm trying to figure this out. So the word is, maybe that's the reason why people, when they say, hey, look, no, don't get a cop mad at you. Don't get on the wrong side of them. Gee whiz, they'll make hell for you. Gee whiz, proof is coming up. Hey, we have a serial murderer amongst us. Danny Pipus, you can hear clearly on that recording. But you see, when it comes to the somebody trying to, and the cops don't like them. You still there?
I am.
Thank you for your professionalism. All of a sudden, the cops, they can't figure it out. You know, the position, if you saw there, it's not a position of handing somebody a dozen roses or handing them a candy gram. It is a position of somebody attempting to pull something out. And then I've got where it says, if I
have
find
you... Have you brought those recordings to the police?
What?
Have you brought those recordings to the police?
Now, the cops weren't there on the day that this arrest of me took place where I spent 30 days in jail. Okay, actually, I'll tell you what happened. A cop who knows me said, you know what? You've got a summons to go to court. He lied. He didn't say you got an arrest warrant. I turned myself in. There was a deputy by the name of Summers, a Bay County Sheriff's Department, Warrants Division. I turned myself in. How many people do you know have turned themselves in?
I would imagine very few.
That's right. And I figured, gee whiz, I'm not going to run. I figured I could get this thing settled real quick. Gee whiz. I spent 30 days in jail, wondering if I'm going to die in jail. You ever gone to jail?
No, I have not.
Listen to that. Hear this. That's what we got to put up with all day. Is that? You hear that?
No, I don't.
You didn't hear. You didn't hear. We've got a neighbor. Okay, Smith Auto. They race their race engines, which is incompatible for an area where there's homes around. But he's got the cops in his own back pocket. As a matter of fact, I one time called the cops on him, and a guy named Bruner, police officer Bruner, clown idiot, was looking for a reason to trespass me, even though I went through the front entrance of the business, not the back entrance of the business, trying to sneak around. And he was looking for a reason to throw me in jail. So in other words, cop racketeering is basically trespassing when they can't get anything on you. And it's okay for the librarian to rubber stamp it. I'm going to let you know something. I spent 2 months in jail one time where there was a Danny Sparks at a questionable meeting that was a violation of the Sunshine Laws, 286 of the Florida statutes, okay? And there was a David Jackson there, had me arrested and thrown in jail because I was questioning a meeting at the community center where they hold their meetings, and I was asking unpopular questions. I got thrown in jail for 2 months on that one. Now, is that okay? Listen. Did you hear that?
I did.
This goes on all the time. This is through a window. Maybe what I'll do is I'll open the door and let you really hear it. And
no,
you...
I'm okay. But I do have some others to get to, but I want to listen to you, and we did arrange this phone call.
Well, okay.
What is it that I can do?
Okay. I want an arrest warrant on Eric Beatty.
That's something that you...
Let me hear what I got to say. Hear me,
okay.
Hear me here. This is my wish. I want an arrest warrant on Eric Beatty. I want an arrest warrant on Coretta Tooney. I want an arrest warrant on Sergeant Carbon. I want an arrest warrant on Tori Shamick. I want an arrest warrant on that hottie bitch by the name of Joyce Daneker that a lot of people don't even like in that library. But because she's been there a long time and knew the right people, I want an arrest warrant on that cunt bitch on Joyce Daneker.
Which is inappropriate.
I want an arrest warrant on it. Let me ask you something, Melissa. Let me ask you something. Is it inappropriate to allow somebody who's probably murdered a bunch of people, where there's a death threat, is it inappropriate that the cops are allowing him to be able to do as he damn well pleases?
And that's what, have you filed any charges against him?
Gee whiz, let me explain something to you. Anytime I go to that cop shop, they look for a million ways to try to trap me, a million ways to try to arrest me. If the state representatives won't stick up for an elite in our society, what's the reason for the state representatives?
That's not what we're doing. there's still that process that I can't file arrest against people when I don't have any charges to personally file against.
Okay, in other words,
I can't do that.
Okay, in other words, what you're saying is state representative.
You have cause. What you believe is probable cause against them.
No. I got definite cause. I got definite cause.
No, I don't.
I got
that against them.
Okay,
well, I don't have
okay.
Here.
Lisa, let me ask you something. Pardon me, Melissa. Melissa.
It's okay.
Melissa. Did you not listen to those recordings on Jim Bike Man TK? It's a website.
That they were not against me.
Pardon me?
They weren't against me. I did. I heard. I listened to it, but they weren't against me. He didn't direct them towards me, and I understand what you're saying.
But you did hear a death. But you did hear a death threat.
You did hear. I can't file those for you.
But you did hear a death threat, didn't you?
I heard mumble. To be honest, I can't make out much on it.
Yeah, no disrespect to you.
But I'm going to believe what you say.
Well, you listen to them again, and I'm sure that the state's representatives, I'm sure you have all kinds of enhancing abilities that I don't even begin to have, okay?
No, we honestly don't. I do. I serve as a liaison between constituents such as yourself and different agencies, but we don't have the power to go beyond policy or beyond procedure of what's already set in statute. We can't do that.
Okay, what statute number are the state representatives under?
All of them.
What's that? Okay, you're under
all. We all act underneath.
Okay. First of all,
I can't go to another agency and ask them to not abide by the statutes that are set in place for them and their policy and procedures that are set up by the different agencies.
Well, I can tell you what. If I was state representative and I knew that was going on, I'd say, guess what, Eric Beatty? You ain't never seeing another day of life again. Guess what, Troy Shermick? You ain't seeing another day of freedom again. Guess what, Coretta Tooney? You're not seeing another day of freedom again for the rest of your life. Guess what, Sergeant Carvin? You're not going to see another day of freedom again. Guess what, Joyce Daneker? You're not going to see another day of freedom because I've known her for a long time. Let me tell you some other librarians I know. Okay, I know Adele Head. She's a very nice person.
We're
definitely on topic because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to establish to you, Melissa, that I'm a long time goer to that library. I gave you my tracking number.
I have no doubt in my mind that you freaked out.
In other words, let me ask you something. If somebody doesn't like you personally and you have not done anything wrong, do they have a right to restrict your freedom to be able to go where there's general public access?
As long as you act in the laws that are abided by.
Laws? 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 Why is it we don't talk about 895 of the Florida statutes? These are the possible crimes these cops did under 838 of the Florida statutes, okay? To bribe or accept the bribe. Also, we got 918 of the Florida statutes for a public servant to encourage a bribe, you know? And then we've got 837, which is called perjury. And then, you know, we've got Title 18, 241, and 242, which is a 10-year prison sentence, $10,000 fine, which is in the cop's manual. Now, if a cop's manual warns them, if you violate somebody's sacred constitutional God-given rights, you are going to go to prison. And it's right in their police manual. Then shouldn't they be held accountable to it?
And yes, they should be held accountable to it. But when it's in their policy and in their manual, it is their supervisors and directors' position to adhere to those and make sure that everyone is abiding by it. They have to go through their code of conduct.
Okay, let me ask you something.
And ensure it's being done that way.
Let me ask you something, Melissa. What publication was it that you saw the advertisement for state representative?
The News Herald. I also found it on the website.
Oh, okay. Now, so how many other people applied for that job?
Excuse me?
How many other people applied for that job?
I honestly could not tell you.
Okay. What were the specifications for you to be able to hold that position?
Were my specifications for this job?
Yeah.
Well, one of them was required a college degree.
Okay, what college did you go to?
I went to Florida State University.
Okay, now, in did they teach anything about there's a possibility of where, what I call gray areas, it's just like there's a case called Guest versus Davis, it's back around 1963.
Sorry, I did not go to law school.
Pardon me? No, I'm just, no, see, thing is, Melissa, if I name you actual Supreme Court cases, okay, then you can't say, somebody could say, well, that's your opinion, or you're, that's take it to the legislator. I'm talking about Supreme Court case where it was okay to murder black people, to be able to beat them, and Justice Harlan, that blow-life trash, you know what he said? He said, well, they haven't exhausted their remedies of state before they can even come to the state. Well, you know what? I hope that guy's in hell. Okay? Here's the point. You know, see, I only got about 20 more years, but you know what? I can honestly say I said to the cops, fuck you, man. Fuck you and your corruption. I've been thrown in jail. You know, Melissa? I've been thrown in jail many times. I'd like to find out why it is. I went to the library. I got thrown in jail, spent 2 months in jail, tried to get a jury trial. They won't let me get a jury trial because I know too many laws. And then we can talk about 839 of the statute stating there's only fraud and drawing a grand jury. It only allows a second-degree misdemeanor. Did you know under 943.13.8, section 8, it only allows a second-degree misdemeanor for a cop to lie to get their job? Did you know under 119 of the statute it's only a non-criminal infraction for a public servant to violate somebody who's trying to get public records? What? This is okay? And then we got you ever heard something called the First Amendment Foundation?
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara Peters is supposed to be somebody that runs it or something like that, one of the people in there, okay? Now, how come the First Amendment Foundation, they get these awards, but at the same time, they don't do anything to strengthen the laws? Was that done on purpose to make sure under 680 of the Florida statute, it's only a lousy second-degree misdemeanor to file false Secretary of State papers to file a corporation? Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, let's put it this way. I want to know the process. I want to go up to the Capitol. I want an invitation to the Capitol. I want protection of the state. I want to testify. I want to testify in the rotunda of the Capitol there to all the people. I've got a friend by the name of Dan Ledbetter.
And I understand that, but it's like
he's in a wheelchair. Listen to this. Listen to this, Melissa. There's a guy in a wheelchair. Okay, there's a guy in a wheelchair. All right? He was given false felony charges in a wheelchair. Accused.
I'm not saying that our system is not flawed. It is.
Right, right. But what I'm trying to say, Melissa, is if the state representatives on the thinking of the average person, common man's reasons tells me a state representative is there that when a person has tried to have faith in the court system is protecting this low life. The cops are protecting this low life. God knows who else is protecting this low life. God knows how many people he's put in the grave. And gee whiz, the cops, I've already gone to, that piece of shit, Eric Beatty, okay, and you can hear clearly on her. Now, he says, just because somebody pulled a knife out on you doesn't mean that he's a murderer. Gee whiz, I guess somebody pulling flowers on somebody and presenting them, they're more of a murderer, aren't they? So, Melissa, let me tell you something. I'm trying to speak up for the least in our society. That's what the Bible tells me to do. And it seems to me like, hey, you ruffle feathers with the cops there, man? Gee whiz! Guess who's the one that loses? The one that ruffles the feathers.
Well, and you have heard the saying, you attract more bees with honey than vinegar. But it comes back to, if you can tell me something that I am able within my powers to do, I'll do it. I make phone calls, and I did. I found out for you about the library. I looked into that, and I'm still working with Lisa about
the and guess what? And
so
what
when it comes to the situation of trying to file charges against someone, I cannot do that for you.
Well, let me ask you something, Melissa. So in other words, word comes down, it's okay for the library to agree with the cops to enter into a conspiracy to keep somebody from a learning institution that is open up to the public. It's okay for the cops, the cheapest grocery store in town, they have entered and conspired with the grocery outlet to where if I go back there, I lose my freedom. It's okay. At the Panama City News Herald, I have a trespass warning there by a Mike Gonzalez who put it there because they didn't want me to. I was so insistent in trying to get the truth out. Is that okay for a newspaper to put a trespass warning against somebody of the general public where all they're trying to do is just get the truth out? Is that okay?
It is every business owner's right to do that.
Owners, let me ask you something. Is the newspapers, is the library, is that like somebody's private home?
That's right, but here's the thing.
Would you like it to
where... It doesn't have to be a personal home. It can be a business.
No, it can't. Because Kevin Wood versus the state of Florida, where Didi Costello said, just because somebody owns a business, that doesn't give them a right to dictate who or who cannot come in. Now, if it says private area, unauthorized from the general public, then... they can say, I don't want them in. And I'll tell you what, I'll defend that business's right. If they say that it's not general public access, just like the library, if it says employees only, unauthorized area, I'll defend that librarian if somebody goes back there where there's no general access. Because you know what it basically means? That means the clown idiot cops, these fuckers here, could take and say, put not only that, trespass warning. I was at a convenience store there, just pulled up there. Next thing I know, the cops, this guy named Abby, A-B-B-Y, from India, he says, I don't want your bicycle here. I said, okay, pardon me, where would you like me to park? He said, I don't care where, just that's your problem. So in other words, it's okay for the cops to contact everybody in Panama City and say, put a trespass warning against them? That's okay? What if it was done to you?
They have to choose to file that with the officers themselves.
Melissa, let me ask you something.
They say that you were doing to incur that trespass.
Melissa, let me ask you something. Don't you think that if there's a trespass warning against me, don't you think that the accused should have a right to have their side written and preserved? So somebody... a judge could look at it and say, gee whiz, this is a false trespass warning. It's okay. And let me ask you something. Would you sign a waiver, you personally, for the rest of your life, no matter where you go? You would be trespassed. A cop can do that. A cop can rape you if he wants to. Hey, they can let a murderer, come out there and assault you, murder you. Will you sign a consent order? Will you? And register it with the state attorney's office and register it with all law enforcement that if anybody cheats you, swindles you, does whatever they want you, violates you in any way they want, it's okay? And you will not prosecute? Will you do that? Hello?
I don't have to do it. No.
Will you? No, no,
there's
but you
nothing,
see.
No, because here, that would never be presented to me.
Oh, no. Would you let me present it to you? Will you let
no.
me? Why not?
That's not something that would be presented, and that's not what's
presented. What do you mean not be presented? But it's okay. It's okay for the cops to do racketeering on me. It's okay. See, Melissa, 1997, Thanksgiving, I almost got murdered in my home, okay? There was a Pamela Smoke.
Did you file a complaint?
File a report!
That's the only way that we can have records.
Joe Cherry,
Joe Cherry
of the Panama City Police Department. Listen to this. Joe Cherry, the Panama City Police Department. You mean tell me them idiots under 741 of the Florida statutes, them idiots didn't know how to file them charges themselves? They can sure make sure to get all kinds of reports of the accusers against me. But isn't there something wrong with the picture when the accused doesn't even have a right to have their side automatically forwarded while events are fresh in their mind? What if someone decides to accuse you of being a child molester? Would you like that? And have it to where everybody goes, they go, gee whiz, you better watch your kids around. Yeah, she's awfully pretty, but gee whiz, you better watch your kids around her. Okay? Right here in Florida, there was a teacher doing that. Hey, that's okay? Would you like to be falsely accused?
You can't go down and file your side and have it written. And right now, but let's get back to this.
Yeah.
What is it that I can do? Is there something that you think I can do?
Because
we've gone around in a couple circles, and there's nothing that this office has the capacity to do right now.
Melissa, first of all, number one, I want to know why it is this low-life piece of shit, Danny Cashmere Pipus, this sorry fuck, I see him on the bicycle every time. I've had him sneer at me. Okay, ha, ha, ha. I got you right where I want you, okay? Terrorizes me for 10 years. There's a clear recording. But gee whiz, when the cops are looking for a cold case where there's money up front, then all of a sudden they'll use a screen to take to Pamela, was it, Pamela Ray, gee whiz, for 10 years. Pam Biggers, gee whiz, they put all kinds of flyers out looking for her, a well-to-do person. You've seen them flyers, haven't you, recently, Melissa?
The Alabama woman.
Pardon me?
The woman from Alabama?
Yeah. How come all of a sudden there's all kinds of posted up for them, but there's nothing...
The family asked for that, and they reached out and looked for support.
Oh, but I'm reaching out, but I won't get what you get, right?
What you can do is you need to file that complaint. You need to file papers against this gentleman.
Let me ask you something. If it's already clear that this person is a dangerous person in the community, okay?
But it's not going to be clear until you file it and it's written.
Even the clown cops know it because they got NCIC. Them idiots know.
Well, if you would file, they may have something to go against them with.
Let me ask you. Let me tell you the traps, okay? I tried to go to the other.
No, and I understand it, but what is it that I can do?
Hear me out. I went to the Bay County Sheriff's Department, tried to file a charge one time. There was a clown idiot by the name of Alan Higgins, so-called investigator there, okay? Where all I was trying to do was get, well, I was considered, there was a guy named Shuff, his last name was Shuff, I can't remember the first name right now. A deputy gave me a ticket because I was riding my bicycle at night with a super bright light on my head and a blinking light on the back instead of it was on the bike so it would be easier to be seen, okay? John L. Shuff, okay? I went there where Becky Johns happens to be records there, and there was an idiot clown, Alan Higgins, there. He said, you want to come on outside? No. I said, I can talk to you right in front of these witnesses right now. Are you aware of the number of different traps? If I went down to that idiot cop shop, that pig pen down there, are you aware of the number of traps that they would try to play on me to try to arrest me right there? But you see, hey, let me ask you, have you ever been in jail?
No, sir.
You know what it's like to go to jail?
I do not.
Let me tell you. Okay, first of all, number one.
But now let's get back to the point of there's nothing that I can really do for you right now except for wait and speak with Lisa about what's going on.
Okay, you're saying
I do have others that I need to speak with.
Right, you're saying this. Let me ask you. You're saying this under applying the 837 of the Florida statute, which is called perjury right now. There's nothing that you can do? Is that what you're telling me?
Do what?
Are you making a statement under oath of perjury? I got witnesses with me right now.
I'm asking you what is it that I can do to help you. And if you would tell me what I can do to help you,
that's right, Melissa, but you're telling me you can't do anything, and I'm assuming this, so I'm not talking to you. You're not in your office. I mean, you're not in your home. You are at the office on Harrison Avenue.
You're right, I am working in the capacity.
That's right.
Of this office.
Melissa, you're telling me there's nothing you can do.
Currently, to my knowledge, there's nothing that I can do to help you. If you would let me know what it is you want me to do, I would more than happy to do that for you.
Melissa, let me ask you something. Would you be willing to make calls on behalf me to the Florida governor's office? Would you?
If you had a reason for me to call them,
there's no reason.
Now, remember?
Okay, specifically tell me where there's not a reason. We've got a possible.
What would you like me to do? Would you like me to call you back?
We've got possibly a serial killer amongst our midst in Panama City, Florida, being protected by the idiot clown.
I would not take that to the governor.
Right.
The governor
That's not a reason for cops to do racketeering, right? That's not a reason, right? That's not a reason that a constituent that's been a long time to the library, to bar from the library, because they don't like them, because they know I was building a world-class case that was going to kick the asses of the cops. That's not a reason. What is the reason then?
Please don't yell.
I'm very frustrated, and I want to thank you for your professionalism for still holding on. I can tell you, Melissa, if I was in your shoes, here's what I'd say. I'd say, you know what? This person, I've never... Let me ask something. When's the last time you ran across somebody that could name as many laws as I named right off the top of my head?
I could not tell you, to be honest.
You have not, right? You never have, never will again, okay? Now, see, Melissa, if I was in your shoes, I'd say, you know what? This might be a gray area, but you know what? This is like a thunderstorm. You know what? This is a gray area here, and you know what? I want him to see after that thunderstorm. I want him to see a clear sky.
I would love for you to see that. That's what I'm asking for your help on.
You hear that?
I did hear that, yes, sir.
That is Smith Auto Works. They do that anytime they want. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, holidays. They do as they damn well please, because they got the cops in their back pocket. Now, what I'm saying, Melissa, is this. Is, first of all, I want to thank you for your professionalism. I don't know if you're hanging in there for the curiosity of what the next thing I'm going to say or because you're really professional, but here's the point. If I was you, here's what I'd do. I'd say, this is wrong what's happening. I don't need no laws. I'm going to use myself as a litmus test paper. Would I want this done to me? And all you got to do is come back. Would you want it done to you? And if you don't want it done to you, right? Now, just clearly, now understand, I'm a person of peace, okay? I've got on me right now, when somebody looks at my court records, that I got a battery on me. Okay, I've got another battery on me where I never was cleared by a jury. And I've never done anything so tried to help anybody. You've seen me with my bike that says be nice on it, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay, now, when's the last time you run across somebody else that proclaims for year after year, be nice to people?
Sir, and I'm trying to be right now.
Now, here's the point.
If you would tell me
right,
what
right.
you could do,
here's what I want. Here's what I want. Here's what I want. Okay, here's what I want. This is
Melissa.
Melissa.
The attorney's office, but right now I have other constituents.
Okay, Melissa. Melissa, okay, here's my wish list, okay? For you, I want it to where nobody can take... I'm sorry, okay. I want it to where if a cop ever tries to falsely accuse you, I want it to where they're going to prison. I want it that if somebody was to assault you, threaten you, I want them to go to prison. Immediately. No grand jury, no indictment, which is actually...
Well, and that's the laws of our country, though. It's
laws?
Are entitled to that
right. Well, let me ask you something. Where are the laws for the little man when I'm all I'm doing is I'm saying help? Maybe there are people out there, they don't know the so-called proper procedure. And let me ask you something. In a natural disaster, would you want somebody to do things properly or maybe quickly? Huh? Maybe it might not be perfect. What about in Alabama, where that tornado hit?
Right now, sir, honestly, if you could tell me something, I know you said that's what you wish would happen, but that's the law of our country that everyone has that right to defend themselves when being accused. That's correct. And you can file those papers and everything with your local law enforcement agencies. And
you know what I got to say? Let me ask you something. Wait a minute, Melissa. If they're the ones that filed these listen. If they filed these false charges against me, what do you think the chances are of them filing the proper paperwork and getting it to the so-called proper channels in the first place to prosecute these idiot cops and to prosecute Joyce Daneker? I want her prosecuted personally.
She needs to be prosecuted.
Oh, yes, she does. First of all, did she give a reason other than disturbing the library? Well, gee whiz, I've heard ACLU meetings. I've heard all kinds of meetings where they'll clap real loud. Gee whiz, I've heard babies. Yeah, I've heard babies crying in the library.
Nothing wrong.
Oh, wrong? Gee whiz. In other words, it's not wrong for a librarian to have somebody in conspiracy with the idiot clown cops, the stupid son of a bitches. There's nothing wrong with allowing a serial killer, possibly. There's nothing wrong with this. These people that can gun their engines all they want, all day long. There's nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with a cop can just put a trespass warning to wherever they want. You've seen the grocery outlet there, haven't you, Melissa?
I do know where the grocery outlet is, sir, yes. It comes back to right now, I need you to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And if there something that you know that I can't do, I understand all your wants. I do. And I know that you want things differently,
mm-hmm.
and you want
mm-hmm.
things said a certain way, but that's out of my power. I can't change those, and I can't grant you all those wants that you...
But you, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. You can contact people, right? In the government, right? You can contact... Is there anything... You can contact... You can contact the FBI, can't you?
Your issues right now...
Let me ask you something, Melissa.
It doesn't fall underneath the governor's
office. You can contact the FBI, can you? There's nothing that forbids you from contacting the FBI, right?
There's nothing that forbids you.
Okay. I just want to get a clarification. Is there anything that forbids you from contacting the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Washington, D.C.?
I can contact anyone. We all have the
right. No. I want to get directly out of you. Okay? I want
to
get directly out of you. Melissa, is there anything that prevents you? Melissa, is there anything that prevents you from contacting the Florida Governor's Office? Is there anything that prevents you from contacting the Florida Governor's Office? As being a state representative, let me ask you something.
Mr. Weissman, please, let me speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for me to contact them about at this moment. There's nothing that falls underneath them that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want an investigation done, that falls under the state attorney's office.
So,
the attorney general,
state attorney, are you talking about where there's an idiot by the name of Steve Meadows that prosecuted Joe Francis because a bunch of little fuck bunnies were having a good time claiming that they were victims?
Please don't yell.
Okay? Yeah, are you talking about that? You talking
yes,
about
I am talking about that. And when
no,
you
that's right. State
sir,
attorney's office.
To
are you talking
right
about
now
a bunch of idiots, higher up racketeers that protect the dirty cops? Is that who you're talking about?
That's
huh?
a good question. I'm not going to
answer. No. Wait a minute. Let's get a clarification here.
Yes,
I want
to. I need to go.
Why? We've got a serial killer amongst our men, but you won't
and
do anything about that.
That. If you have evidence to take
evidence, okay, you heard.
You did take that information.
That's right, Melissa. You did hear that recording of where I had a death threat. Remember where it said, "If I find you in the woods one morning, you won't wake up." You don't remember hearing that?
Yes, sir.
That's right. All of a sudden, when it comes to the little man, there's...
That is not what I'm doing, and you know it.
Then prove it to me. I want...
I'm trying to, so
I,
please
no,
don't yell
then at I want,
me.
I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what I want.
Is not
I want. You know what I find awfully interesting? I find awfully interesting the state representatives want to make it a life sentence for anybody to threaten a cop. But them fucking idiots can take and torment the shit out of people.
Watch your language, please.
Well, I've already gotten your consent. You understand?
You consented before when you were speaking on what
you believe
the president would say. Right now, you're not. Right now, you're using your own words, and I did not consent to that.
All right, I will change my language. Okay.
Thank you.
But okay, here's the thing.
I can't make you. I can only ask you.
Here's the thing. If I was you, and I was in your shoes, and I knew somebody, first of all, knew all these laws, done all kinds of research, tried to protect their community, here's what I would do if I was you. I'd say, you know what? That lowlife at the library, she's going to prison. The message's going to be sent out. Eric Beatty, now hear me out. Wait a minute. Eric Beatty's going to prison. Tooney's going to prison. Cor Sharmick's going to prison. Anybody else who was covering up this conspiracy that was going on are going to prison under 895 of the Florida statutes. United States Code Title 18, 241 and 242. Because if it's right in their cop manual and he warns them, isn't that good enough? Isn't that good enough?
And like I said before, to my knowledge, in my capacity in this office, I don't have that power or jurisdiction to bring charges against someone. I can't do that. In order for those charges to be brought against someone, it must be filed with the proper authorities, and I cannot do
that. Let me ask you something. Your state representative's office, would probably know more about proper authorities than me, right? Little old me, right?
No, not at all.
What? Are you telling me, in other words, the average person on the street knows more about the proper authorities than
state
representatives?
Either.
Is that what you're telling me?
You know more than the state laws than I do. I'm not taking that away from you. You are.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get a clarification. Okay, I'm asking you, is it not a fact that you, at state representatives, first of all, you get regular correspondence from the Capitol? Am I correct on that? Hello?
Not necessarily. I don't.
You don't? No, I want to know something. You don't get.
What do you mean as a regular correspondent?
Let me ask you something. You have a set of Florida statutes in your office there, right?
Yes, we do.
The green label. Does everybody on the streets get Florida statutes?
No, but it is accessible to anyone.
Oh, really? Gee whiz. In other words, you're telling me all the papers that are in the state representative's office there. Are those papers, is that correspondence to all the correspondence that you get state representative's office? Is it automatically sent to everybody, all the people?
It's accessible.
If a person doesn't know something, Melissa, how can they even go to look for it in the first place, huh? Now let me ask you something.
I've been on the phone for 58 minutes. That's right, because I have other phone calls I need to make.
Let me ask you something. How would you like it the fact that, number one, you go to prison because you refuse to do anything about it?
Sir.
How about that? You refuse to do anything about it? You're aiding and abetting a possible killer? How would you like that?
That's not what I'm doing.
Do you know how much the guards would be happy with somebody like you to come to prison? Especially that revealing outfit that you was wearing on April 1st, okay? Where I could see your goodies, okay?
Excuse me.
That's right. The outfit that you were wearing. That's right.
And I don't know what you're referring to, but at this moment, I am deeply offended, so I'm going to let
you know. You know what I'm deeply offended about? You won't do anything about getting a possible serial killer off the streets. You won't do anything about getting rid of dirty cops. Because, you know, see, nothing will ever happen to you. You know the right people, right?
That is not true.
I'm not going to sit here and take this. Let me ask you something. I'm begging you.
No, I'm begging you. You're not allowed to speak to me like that. And when you can calm down and talk to me in a more appropriate manner, I'll be more than happy to listen to you for another hour. But right now,
I want to continue this conversation. I'm just wondering. I'm begging you.
What are you begging?
I'm begging you. Here's what I want. Okay?
There is nothing that I can do for you right now. Mr. Bikeman, I'm sorry, but I do have to make other phone calls and I have other work to do.
You can't or you won't.
I've told you. My capacity right now, to my knowledge, there's nothing I can do to change that about that. If you want him off, please go to the police and talk to them about it, okay? Stop yelling.
How many years in prison do you get if you violate a constituent?
What?
You're violating me right now. How many years in prison do you get?
I am not violating anyone right now, Mr. Bikeman, and you know that.
No, listen, not just me. There's this possible career criminal, okay, that's going around slicing up whoever he wants. Hey, maybe he's working for the cops.
I don't have it.
Did you listen to those...
Like I told you, the internet site, you gave it to me, but I can't make it out.
You can or you won't?
I can't.
Okay,
I cannot help. I can't do it.
Did you listen to all the recordings? Did you listen
to
them?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Those weren't relevant to what you come in here to talk to me about.
Wait, tell me how it's not connecting.
Mr. Bikeman.
Okay, tell me how it's not connecting, please. I don't understand that relevant word. That's
Mr. Beichman, I couldn't understand what was said over there. Is there something that you think I can do for you?
That's a word that's used by sleazy attorneys, relevant, when it don't happen to them.
Sir, I'd rather not hang up on you. I don't want to. But you're not letting me speak.
I want to know something. Does the cops got their state representatives in their back pockets?
Or no, sir, they do not.
Are you afraid of the cops?
No, sir, I'm not.
Then if you're not afraid of the cops, you tell me the reason why you won't have these low-life trash and put my life through pure hell. Okay, for 6 months, I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. I've already gone to jail over 30 days. Okay? It's okay?
Sir, it's like I've told you, this is the judicial side, and I can't help with those.
You can or you won't?
I cannot.
Name me the citation law that says that.
Sir, you know I don't know the citation law.
Wait a minute. If you're naming something out of authority, you should be able to name me the statute, name me the citation, name me the Florida Administrative Code.
Okay, let's do that.
Please, name me something that says that.
Mr. Beichman, will you do this for me, please?
I'm listening.
Okay. Find me, since you are so familiar with the statutes and the Florida laws, find me where it is that, in my capacity, I am to do this for you. And then tell me what it is you want me to do. And I will do that. Okay?
Okay, number one.
Educate me.
Number one. I have given you 895 of the Florida statutes.
That says against racketeering and government agencies. I don't know that that's what's happened. I'm asking you, show me where it is where I have the authority to take that to someone. You also have the authority to take that to someone, and it is your duty to do that.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Okay?
How do we know that the sleazy lowlife that made up these laws for representatives didn't conveniently, on purpose, make sure that there was no authoritative law of where the state representatives can do anything, and basically all they are is they're just a highly paid welfare case. Because if you can't do anything, then why are you there? Why are you there? What's your salary?
Sir, I don't have to reveal that to you.
What is the budget of the state representative?
I do not know what the budget of the entire Florida House is.
Oh, in other words, okay, under 119 of the Florida statute, wouldn't your salary be
26.
Wouldn't that be public record?
It's 26,000.
That's 26,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, how much does the state representative get?
34.
That's all?
Yep.
And he doesn't get any kind of incentives, no benefits?
We have health benefits. Yes, we do.
That's right. And you probably have per diem, too, don't you?
We have travel expenses as well, yes,
that's
sir.
Right. You have
when
per diem.
It applies to state business.
That's right. So there's nothing stopping you from going right to the Capitol. There's nothing stopping you from going right to the governor, Charlie Crister.
Other than that, it doesn't fall underneath
you could
that.
Do it. You could do it, right? You could do it. You could
sir,
do it,
I'm
right?
going to. I need to go now. I do have other phone calls,
and
it's almost 5 o'clock in Tallahassee.
Melissa, you said that you was willing to talk to me for another hour.
Sir, if you could tell me something to do, I would. Yes, but then you offended me, and I don't take that very well. Okay? That's not appreciative, and no, I'm not going to.
You choose not to possibly get a serial killer off the streets here, right?
That is not what I'm saying.
Prove it to me. I'm asking you, and you're saying, first of all, number one, there's no way I can know all the correspondence that you get from Tallahassee and the legislators. There's no way that I can possibly know the correspondence that you get from Washington, D.C. I don't have your inside track. I'm just a little person that's saying, help me.
You are not that helpless, and you know it.
Pardon me?
You are not that helpless.
What do you mean?
You are a very intelligent person, and you know the proper ways to do this.
Evidently, I
don't believe that for a second.
Too stupid to communicate to you about dirty, rotten cops.
No one has ever said that.
I gotta educate myself some more. That's what you're telling me.
That is not what I'm telling you.
If I'm smart, Melissa, then why is it that you won't listen to my
I've been listening to you.
Where I want this
game. Do you realize you're not the only person?
I want him arrested. I want him
and
arrested.
And I've listened to you. I've listened to your case, and I've told you what
Eric
it is Beatty, that I can do to help you.
The Panama City Clown Department, I want him arrested.
I cannot arrest someone. I told you that. I cannot do that.
I want Coretta
I cannot have someone arrested, and that is the bottom line right now, Mr. Beichman.
Oh,
and I can't speak with you any further because I've told you that five times.
You don't do anything for anybody.
Well, I guess not. So I
guess that's right, Lena Davis.
We're done.
That's right, Lena Davis. Also, she went to you all to try to get something done about where there was a crooked builder that was trying to take her land and didn't even build her house, and then she was forced to live out in the outhouse. You know about Lena Davis contacting you, don't you?
I don't. We're contacted on a daily basis. I do not know everyone
really?
By their first name.
I'm sure you keep track of all the
people. I do.
Right?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay,
but right now, that is not the issue.
Okay. As of today, you will...
I cannot have someone arrested
today,
for you, okay?
You will permanently record this phone call, right?
I will. It is not recorded. No, sir.
Then you will make notes on the conversation, won't you?
I've been making notes. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Okay, and so therefore, what tracking number is on it? Because I'm going to go
there
down
is no there. Tracking number. We don't use tracking numbers.
And how am I going to know if you just don't just take it and throw it in the trash? How am I going to know? Now, I want to know. I want to go down there, and I want to go down there with some friends. And
what's
I want to go down there. No, maybe. And I want to see the exact notes that you took on this conversation. How about that?
That's not, sir, I take notes on that which I can help you with. I've taken the notes on your Lisa Sedstill, and I have your case number 0778600MMMO.
Mm-hmm.
I know about that, and I know your tracking number. It's 266-320-0185-7143. And you want to know why you were barred from the library.
That's
and you also
right.
think
that's
Danny
right.
Cashmere Pipus.
That's right. That, and
you think the police encouraged them to assault you,
and you also
the super
put down
green
there,
bright laser that was shown in your eyes that you believe only law enforcement have the ability to do that can bring down a jet 5 miles into the air. I have these notes, and I do know that you want people arrested and arrest warrant for Eric Beatty and Sergeant Carvin and Janice, but, sir, I have these notes,
arrested.
But what I'm saying is there's nothing I can
arrested.
Do for you.
I want them arrested.
Okay.
I want them arrested, okay?
There's nothing
and
I can
I want,
do for that.
No. I want Joyce Daniger. I want her arrested.
There's nothing
too.
I can do for
I
that.
I want her arrested. Chip, what do you mean there's nothing you can do?
I cannot have someone arrested. That's what I'm trying
you
to tell
can?
You.
In other words, but let me ask you something. You can contact the arresting authority.
But I can't charge them with anything.
You can, but you can, right?
But you can
right?
as well, sir.
But you can, right? You can get.
I can call someone if I have due cause, and I can, yes, sir. I can call the police.
Oh.
And have them arrested and investigated and see if an arrest is warranted. But for you, no, sir, I can't because only that person can do it for them.
Oh, really? Let me ask you something. Did I call the cops to have me arrested?
I'm about to hang up.
No, wait a minute. I'm the only one that can do it. Did I call the cops on me to have me arrested?
I do not know, and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, really?
You are the only one that has the facts
for that. In other words, the cops ain't needed, right? Is that what you're saying? Oh, man, you can't wait. You can't wait until I interrogate you in person, Melissa. You can't believe it.
What are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, okay?
What do you have to interrogate me on?
Hmm? Well, let's see. Number one, what does it mean to be a representative? You said it was a liaison of when a person is having problems with the local good old boy
inbred system. That is not what I said, and you know it, Mr. Bikeman.
Inbred system that the state representative is there. Well, Lena Davis wrote an article in the newspaper about where she's about to lose her home, and the contractor on top of that has put a lien on top of her home. Okay? Gee whiz! So in other words, nobody, the state representatives, nobody questions dirty cops, right?
That is not what I'm saying, and you know it.
Well, I just want to get a clarification. Because
no,
I'll tell you something.
I have
you
not
know,
said
I,
anything,
I,
and
know,
those are loaded questions
see,
for you to approach me about dirty cops and the good old boy systems. That is not what I'm saying, and I will not answer loaded questions like that.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, what you're saying is this. Bottom line, nobody in the government questions dirty cops.
That is not what I'm saying.
Well, then give me a clarification on that. Give me proof. I want, I want to see all
if you have proof on this, please go to the state attorney's office or the attorney general's and they can look into it.
Are you attorney general?
No, I am not.
Are you talking about where it states right there that their decisions are not in court binding?
Mr. Bikeman, please, do not yell any longer. I am a district secretary. I am not a lawyer. I do not have all these laws memorized. I will do my best to help you and any other constituent that calls this office. I will, in all the power that I can.
That's right. That's
but
right.
when
and
it comes
that means,
to this
and that means,
circumstance,
that means, that
there's
means,
nothing that I... All the power that,
means,
that I
means,
have.
Right.
But in this
that
circumstance, there's nothing
Cashmere
that I can do.
Is going to be arrested. That means Eric Beatty is going to be arrested.
I cannot
that
have people
Sergeant
arrested.
That means Sergeant Carbon is going to be arrested. That means Coretta Tooney is going to be arrested for racketeering conspiracy. And I'm sure you know you have a lot more techniques than I have. See, the thing is this is, Melissa, those tornadoes that hit Alabama, how many people that might have been in you know, in high positions, and they said, I'm sorry, har, har, you know, you gotta file one more paper. Yeah, yeah, I recognize that you need me to help you, but you gotta file another paper. Gee whiz, don't you know that your misery, we profit off your misery, don't you know that? Now, here's the thing.
Sir.
Don't you want to be able, don't you, you told me you already read the Bible. Okay, nowhere in the Bible does it mention statutes, does it mentions principles, okay? James 2:14 through 2:18, the Bible says, and the judges will care for, no, pardon me, that's the one. How can the love of
sir,
God
and yes,
be
I do, I have read the Bible, and I do know about that, but we're talking about the laws that govern our state.
Okay, let me ask you something. Are you saying we can't talk about God to a state?
No, sir, I'm not. I will talk about God with you all day long. I have absolutely no problem with that. But when it comes to what I'm able to do, that power is not given to me through the Bible.
When you know that somebody is suffering, you don't look the other way.
Sir, and I told you, if you could tell me something that I can, within my power, do to help, I cannot have someone arrested. That's what you're asking me to do, and I cannot have someone arrested.
The state representative's office is a convenient incapacity leech on the people, right?
That's not what I'm saying. Those are your words. And, sir, if you feel as though we are such an inconvenience, why do you try to come through us?
First of all, number one, I'm asking you to see if we can get this possible serial killer, where there was a guy named Hilton. He was in...
Sir, I have someone that just walked into my office. Can we continue this later?
A career criminal, but gee whiz, I guess that hiker there was a well-to-do person.
Mr. Bikeman.
Pamela Biggers, right?
Mr. Bikeman, I have a phone call into Lisa at the state attorney's office, and I'm going to speak with her about this. Mr. Pisa, that's what we're trying to figure out and discussing. So, right now, I have someone that just walked into my office, and I need to take care of them as well. I will continue this conversation with you, but please let me continue with my research and getting my work done with Lisa at the state attorney's office and see what we can do about Mr. Pipus, okay?
Give me a time, because I want to be at your convenience, just like I called you at your slot, your convenience, didn't I?
Yes, sir, you did.
Give me another day.
I appreciate that. I thank you for that.
Around 12, well, I'm going
to, listen,
Melissa, but if I don't show you consideration, Melissa.
You're from the state attorney's office.
Yeah, right. And I want a prosecution. I want a prosecution. And I want the, I want that state attorney swear under oath to perjury. He can't arrest Eric Beatty. That he cannot.
Sir.
No, I want them to arrest them.
Please stop yelling. There's no need for yelling right now.
Or else they've also entered into the racketeering.
Sir, let
conspiracy.
Me let me continue to work on it from my end. Okay.
I want them arrested. I want them cops arrested. I want Joyce Daneker of the library. I want her arrested too. Because she and then the people that filed said the lies to her. Because then let me tell you something. I got a very, very reliable witness on all the events. Okay. And I'll be happy. I'll be more than happy to put that uppity bitch. I'll be more than happy to put that Joyce Daneker, because let me tell you something. I know that many of librarians that can't stand that uppity wench. Okay? All right?
And I'm not going to sit here and discuss your personal opinion.
It's not personal. No, wait a minute. If she rubber stamped, let me ask you something. If they rubber stamped a trespass warning, then...
Mr. Bikeman, please.
I want you to check into the Panama City News Herald where they put a trespass warning on me. How about that?
I can look into that as well for you.
That's right. I want y'all to look into Target where they were selling...
Right now, like you said, you called me at the appropriate time. We had a phone call meeting. That's right. But right now, I have someone that has walked in who also had a meeting.
Okay, give me a time when they call you again. Give me a time when they call you, around 2 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Okay, April 4th, 2 o'clock. Right?
Yes, sir.
You're on.
And if I have nothing to report to you, we won't have anything to discuss.
There will be something to report, okay? Because I'm assuming that you're a very good investigator. And if you went to Florida State University for 4 years, I'm sure they taught you how to be able to get to the truth, right?
Sir,
or did you waste your money for 4 years? What course did you take it to?
See, now we're going beyond it. I have a meeting. She's here, and she's late, okay? So I need to go ahead and do this because her meeting was supposed to start 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to say God bless you to you.
Okay, God bless you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.